One of Sinn Féin's most senior politicians at Stormont, the Economy Minister Conor Murphy, is seeking a new political home and will stand for election to the Shannon next month. A Stormont Assembly member for Newry and Armagh for 26 years, he's been Sinn Féin's senior negotiator in discussions with the Irish and British governments and other parties for many years. If elected, he will resign from the Assembly. He spoke to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who began by asking him about whether this could be seen as a backward step in his political career.
No, I don't see it that way. I mean, the Oireachtas is going to be key over the next couple of years. Constitutional change is on the horizon. The Oireachtas is going to be a key component in terms of shaping that debate and planning for that constitutional change. We have a very strong team there. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to go and join them and be part of that team in terms of driving that debate forward. And of course, politics is what you make of it yourself. And I certainly will be a very strong voice, not just for the North, but for constitutional change right across the island, and with a particular focus on the economy, the All-Ireland economy, the growth there, the opportunities that presents.
Some might see this as you've been brought in to bolster a team, because while in the general election you didn't lose any seats, you finished second in terms of seat numbers, it was nowhere nearly as good as you thought you might have done, say, 12 to 18 months ago. Is this, you know, a senior Sinn Féin member, the party chief negotiator, being brought in to help bolster Sinn Féin in the South because it hasn't been doing as well in the past year or so?
Oh, I think it's very much about the constitutional debate, and it's about the role that I can play there. I bring a long number of years of experience, both as a negotiator, as you say, but also as a person who has held ministerial office across a range of portfolios, and currently the economy brief here in the North. So I think it's bringing all that wealth of experience and know-how to be part of already a strong team.
And of course, you're seeking a seat in the Shannon. Sinn Féin's former Shannon member, Niall O'Donnelly, a lot of controversy clearly around the circumstances, how he stepped down, what the party said, and more importantly, perhaps what the party didn't say. I mean, you will expect that to be a factor in this election campaign.
Well, listen, you expect anything in politics. Politics can be a dirty game as well as anything else. But I will be down there on a very positive note in terms of the experience I have had, the people that I have worked with in Dublin, both in my own party colleagues, but also right across all of the parties and within the civil service and within various agencies down there over the years. I have no doubt that others will raise whatever questions they wish to raise. But, I mean, you can't be deflected by all of these things in politics. If you have a plan to move forward and an opportunity, as I now have, to make a contribution to what is the thing that motivated me becoming involved in politics in the first place, is constitutional change on this island. I have an opportunity to make a contribution there, and I'd be determined to do that.
And an issue I know you've dealt with before, but again, it's likely to be raised, the murder of Paul Quinn in 2007. His parents still campaigning for justice, still campaigning for those responsible for their son's murder to be caught. What have you yourself done in terms of trying to ensure that those parents do get justice? Because they would say, whatever you've done, it hasn't been enough.
Well, what we have done from day one is encourage anybody who has information to make that available to the guards. And I've spoken to the guards on a number of occasions in relation to this myself, offered my full support for any inquiries and investigations that they're conducting. And I hope they have a successful outcome in relation to that. That's as much as I can do as an elected representative in the area.
And what happens if you're not elected to Shannon? Do you stay on? Do you keep this portfolio? Or have you decided that no matter what happens, you're going to relinquish the ministerial position?
Well, the intention obviously is to win the seat. If that doesn't come to pass, and elections, I'm long enough around elections to know you can never completely predict the outcome. If that doesn't come to pass, then I'd have a conversation obviously with my leaders in the party to see where they feel I can play a useful role.
Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy. He was speaking to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.